mind, what about some different types of cars? Not brand names, but what would you call just a very small car?
Compact car.
All right, how about one with two doors?
A two-door.
How about one with four doors?
Four doors.
All right, how about the bigger kind that big families have that has a tailgate?
Station wagon.
All right, and what would you call a very large, pretentious car? It's like a Cadillac, but just any of those great big ones.
I don't have a name. Gaudy car, maybe. I don't.
Okay. How about a small delivery truck? Like maybe a florist truck or a bakery truck? Well, how about a small truck that was open in the back that farmers might have for carrying feed or equipment?
Just a truck.
Well, do terms like panel truck or van or pickup truck?
Van and pickup truck.
What?
A van is, I don't know how to describe van. It's all sealed up.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what's pickup?
It's a truck with just a bed in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Of
okay.
Long bed or short bed.
And if you were going to the airport and you didn't have a car, how would you get there?
A taxi.
All right. If you didn't take a taxi, there's cheaper ways of doing it.
A bus.
Okay. Or you might go downtown and catch the, at a hotel, you might catch the, if you've never done it, you might not know. Limousine service, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never done it.
Okay. And what is the public transportation here?
MARTA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tell me about MARTA. What do they have?
Well, of course, buses, and they made a rapid transit, I guess you'd
mm-hmm.
call it.
And what is it?
It's like a monorail.
Have you ridden them?
No, not yet.
Oh, you should.
I want to, but
they really
yeah.
are nice, and it's very easy to do, too. Just drop your 50 cents and
yeah.
go through the gate and then figure out which way you're going.
Yeah.
I think there'd be somebody around you could ask, but they're very nice. I recommend them highly. Then what do you call on a car, the place where the speedometer and the radio and all that?
Dash.
All right, and then the pocket over on the right-hand side is the, where you'd
put. Oh, the glove compartment.
Mm-hmm. And this rubber thing is a
rubber band.
Okay, and I saw one a minute ago, this little metal thing for holding
paper.
Yeah, okay. Did you ever call that a gem clip?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm. My father says it. You want me to say it? Gym clip.
Okay. Uh-huh. Then you would keep the spare tire of the car in the
trunk.
And to make the car go faster, you'd step on the
pedal, the gas.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if you did not have automatic transmission, how would you change the gears?
Gear shift.
Does it make a difference whether it's on the floor or on the steering column?
Well, gear shift is usually in the floor, and it's automatic if there's.
Okay. Then, in apartment complexes or shopping centers, they sometimes have these things built up that make you slow down. Will they wreck your alignment if you don't?
I can't think of what you call them. I know it, but I can't.
Well, some people say bumps or humps or speed breakers.
Speed breakers.
All right. What do you call the kinds of things that the fire department drives?
Fire trucks.
How about the kind that just pumps water?
Fire engine.
All right. How about the kind that has the ladder?
I thought they all had ladders.
That pretty much is just the one term for me, too, but some people make a distinction. Firemen make a distinction.
Call them fire trucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about the kind where there's a boom and a bucket for just lifting one person up? I think the fire department has them, and I think the power company has them for working on the lines.
I don't know.
All right, how about if somebody had a heart attack, what sort of small vehicle might come to help?
Ambulance.
All right, is there anything other than an ambulance? A little thing? I think it really is an ambulance, but sometimes they call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
If the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he drive in?
I don't know what you'd call.
Well, it wouldn't be a fire truck.
I know, but usually a car, I guess.
All right. And what do you call the kinds of cars that the police drive?
Police car.
Any other term for that?
Squad car.
Okay.